Oh, there you go. Finally. I thought you were never going to wake up. Did you sleep well? What? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, right. Stupid me. I know. You waited for me. I'm sorry. But it wasn't exactly that easy to find you, babe. It's not like I was handed a GPS or something when we all graduated. I started searching immediately, though. I just didn't know it would take years. But you know what? At least, now I'm not the same shy girl you knew from back in the day. I had to get in contact with a lot of people to get to be here with you right now. My social skills improved. You didn't make it easy, but I get it. I figured your parents must be super religious or something. They wouldn't stand it if they knew. I took care of that too. That's why we're here right now at my friend's house. But don't worry, she doesn't know anything either. I wouldn't trust her. We're not that close. Anyways. I'm sorry, what? Who am I? What? Oh, wait. Hold on. My bad. I'm slow. I get the joke. It's a reference from that movie, right? What's it called? What? Baby, what are you talking about? You don't remember me? Babe, it's me. We used to go to class together. I was always in the front. Oh no, oh no. Did I do something? Did I hit you by accident when I was transporting you here? Babe. Hello? It's me. Wake up. It's me. We had such big plans, remember? Oh gosh. What now? He doesn't remember me? He's acting like I'm a stranger. What is going on? I need to call a doctor. They will help you. They will help you. No? Never mind. You're right. They could be in this conspiracy too. I don't know. It's weird. When I was looking for you and saying that I love you and that you were waiting for me, some people were calling me crazy and all kinds of other things. I think some people are trying to separate us. I can't risk anything. Okay. It's nothing. I'll make you remember again. I'll save you. We don't need the doctor. No. Shh. I know you must be confused. Just trust me, Annie. I'm here for you. Listen. Back in school, I was this quiet, shy girl that people usually avoided. I couldn't connect with anyone. They were always into the same boring shit. The girls would always talk about shopping, clothes, the boys, or just talking shit about other people. I didn't fit in. I hated the entire school. Except you. You were different than everyone else. We understood each other on a much deeper level. We understood each other even though we never talked. Looking at each other was all we needed. It was something special. The chemistry was unmatched. It was love from the first sight. I remember it just like it was yesterday. I also remember those fucking sluts. Those bitches that would talk to you. I wanted to kill them. They always got in our way. I know you hated them too. But You're such a nice guy. You just couldn't tell them to fuck off. So I understand. And I'm not mad at you, babe. You don't need to worry. They would always wear the super revealing clothes, trying their hardest to pull your attention away from me. But I never worked on you. Huh? What am I talking about? Babe, you still don't remember- What? You wanna go? Wait. Huh, yes. Sorry about that. I meant to tell you. I tied you down to the bed because, well, just in case you woke up and left me when I went to the local store. I already told you why! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to raise my voice at you, but you're acting really strange. Yeah, you, babe, you're being very weird. First, you don't know who I am. Then you want to leave, and now you're asking me questions. It's as if you didn't know what I'm doing this for. Seriously, it's not funny anymore. Say you love me. I said, say you love me. I need to hear it. Maybe this will help you snap back to reality. You don't love me? Yes, you do. Babe, I don't recognize you at all. Baby, it's me. We had such big plans. We were going to escape together, marry each other, have kids. Together and without all these crazy people that live on this planet. What happened to you? Okay, stop. I don't want to hear any more of those lies. You say you didn't lose memory, but yet you talk this nonsense. You said you never loved me. You're calling me crazy. I tried to ignore it, but now it's pissing me off, so stop. Okay? I would really hate to use this knife. If I found out that you truly don't love me anymore, you better take those words back before I suspect that you have someone else on the side. It would be such a shame to hurt you. I really don't want to do it. So please, baby, don't make no more risky jokes like that. And especially do not use that fucking word. Because I am not crazy, and I am not delusional either. Those people are. Me and you are in this world by ourselves, don't you get it? We can only trust each other. And I know, it all sounds, but it's the truth. They want to take us down because we are different. The government and the other agencies, they all work together. I already told you earlier. But we will escape and extend our bloodline. We will contribute to fixing this world, and we will love each other far from here. Come on, babe. I know you understand it. Don't do this to me. Okay, I see. I see that you're still confused. I can tell by your look. Whatever, we can get back to it later. What's a relationship without conflicts, after all, right? I actually kind of like that. I wouldn't want you to just follow everything I say. Well, except some fundamental things. But like I said, later. We weren't supposed to talk about it right away anyway. It just went that way. Mainly because of you, because you are acting so strange, but... Let's change the topic now. We haven't seen each other for so long. Why don't we, play? For a little bit? What? Are you nervous or something? Are you ticklish? So, why are you squirming like that when I touch you? I know you didn't expect it, right? I told you I'm not the same shy, dorky girl anymore. I got hotter. I got confident. You don't want it? You don't want what? To feel good? Come on. All those years and we still never even did it before. You don't have a problem with me touching you, right? No? Are you sure? Your head hurts? Oh, it's probably from the transport. That's fine. Like I said, I can make you feel better. Come on. My... I'm so wet for you. I'm so fucking horny right now. And you just look so sexy right now. I want to take you right here and now. Don't deny it, babe. Please. No. Shut up! Stay still. I'm going to rip your clothes. I don't want to cut you by accident. Yes. I'm going to. I have a need right now, and you are tied down, so you will do as I say. Hey! I said, careful, or it's gonna hurt otherwise. There. That's hot. I know I could pull your pants down, but I like to play with my knife a little. It's a big turn on for me. Did you know? You like that? When I lick it? It's pretty sharp. Maybe it's not your thing. That's fine. But don't be scared. I promise you're safe with me. Look at you. I kinda wish you weren't wearing any boxers underneath. I could just stick your cock out through the hole I just made. But okay. I'll pull your pants down. It's probably too kinky for our first time. I will keep my knife on the side though, just in case you think about doing anything stupid. I know you can't really move, but I don't need you squirming heavy either. I would advise you to just relax for me, babe. I already told you I'll take care of you. I don't know why you're being like this. Honestly, it's gonna feel good. I promise. Okay, now, don't move. There. Beautiful. Oh, that cock is perfect, baby. And that shirt? 1 second. I want to see all of you. Oh, yes. I love your body so much. So manly and sexy. That chest. Well, do you want to see me too? Shh. I know you can't wait. I'll strip for you. Watch me, babe. No. I said, watch me. Don't look away. You want me to pick up that knife? Good boy. There you go. Look. You waited years for this. There. You like what you see? My body got a lot better because I started taking care of it more. Those tits, still the same though. Say you like them. No, say you love them. That's right. Good boy. Good fucking boy. Fuck. My cunt is soaked. Look. Look at my fingers. I'm going to sit on you. I can't wait any longer. I need to feel you inside of me, baby. I need to show you that I'm not the same shy girl you knew back in high school anymore. I'll show you everything I learned throughout those years. I will make those years of wait worth it. Yes. Stay still and let me hop on top of you. What? Condom? What? And what would we need that for? Shh, no. I want to feel your bare cock. Besides, I want you to impregnate me. Yes. Shh, calm down. Need I remind you that the knife is right here? Like I thought. Be quiet right now. I'm just gonna grab your cock and put it in me and sit on it. Oh my god, babe. That fits so perfectly. Shh. I know. It's good, but calm down. Oh fuck. Baby, I need to write it. I need to start fucking myself with it. Just lay still. I'm gonna work that cock for you. No, don't fight it. Let me make you feel amazing. Shh. I'm gonna lean towards you and give me the cock, baby. Yes, yes, yes. Take that pussy. It's yours. It's yours. Love me. Love me, baby. Shh. I know you like it, honey. You do. I know you do. Stop pretending. I can feel you becoming harder and harder. It's stronger than you. Love is doing that. Love is doing that. You need my hole, baby. You need it. Let me use it, baby. Yes. Oh god, I never knew sex would feel this good. It kind of hurts a little, but it's good pain. I fucking love it. More, baby. More. Until you come inside of me. I won't stop until you give me that load. Oh, that's it. That's it. Come on, honey, get closer for me. Fuck. Fuck your baby into me. Give me all your kids. Oh, make me a mommy. Come inside of me. Give it to me. Oh, I can't feel it. I can't feel it. Don't fight it. Just let go. Don't think about it, baby. Just go. Come for me. Fill me up. Fill me up now. I need it. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, baby. Yes. There we go. All of it. Give me all of it. Every last drop. Shoot everything deep into my hole. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. Oh, so nice and warm in there like that. That was amazing. Thank you, baby. Now, I hope I get pregnant from this. The sooner we start our family, the better. Now, I need to dress back up and be at the house door. In case my friend come back, of course. She can be here any minute now. This was actually pretty risky. Oh, but so worth it. I need to take care of her before she sees what we're up to here. Hmm? Let's just say I have my ways. Don't worry about it though, you know? The less you know, the better you sleep, and all that. I'll be right back. Love you. Don't go anywhere.